Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So I know it's January, but my daughter's leaving in 6 months, you know, graduating.
You're already freaking about it.
Are you kidding? I'm counting the days because we have a dream. I have a dream.
Yeah.
It's just about, you know, that time of the year when people start, you know, celebrating I have a dream. My dream is a small one. It's to sell my house and get out of town.
Wow. Where to?
Well, they don't need to know where we live. Like, isn't that like, you know, I went away to college. No, I the idea we have, and we think this is brilliant, is not buy someplace else, but for the next few years while we're, you know, well, yeah, we'll keep the house so that they have something to come back to, whatever. Mm-hmm. But go to a different city for like 3 months.
Yeah.
And just try it out. Because I work virtually.
I'm guessing January, February, March.
You got it.
Yeah.
So like we went to Dallas and we had this awesome night in Dallas last January. Like, let's go to Dallas for 3 months and, yeah, you know, Austin, even though it's still Texas, but it's not really Texas.
It's not really Texas, an island, I know.
We want to go to Charleston, like pick our favorite cities.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be warm. Like, I love Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go to Chicago for 3 months because, you know, it's about exploring new places while I'm young and capable
and
to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where. I kind of think I'm very excited about this sort of downtown revitalization and what's happening here.
Yeah.
And what do I need a backyard for eventually?
Right.
Right?
Yeah, the kids are grown, you know, you don't need a backyard.
So then we told them.
And what did they say?
Oh, my God. You would have thought I'd literally pulled the house out from under them.
Yeah.
What about my stuff? And where will I sleep when I come home? And they don't even want to come home, but they just want to know we're there.
I've been there. We moved, okay?
Yeah.
So we're just not
so
recovering.
So you just ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yes.
So because at a certain point, don't we get to follow our dreams? Like,
yeah,
we're so busy helping them follow their dreams.
So they don't understand
right?
that.
What time do we get? Well, Tony's getting his now,
I'm
right?
I'm getting it now, but it took some doing.
Okay.
You know, it takes some
tears doing. Were shed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care.
It's not just tears, but it was like angry.
Yeah. Like you're doing it to them.
Yes. I understand that totally. Okay.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So I'm so I want, you know, that concept, living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
When do you get, who's doing that? Like, who gets to do that?
Yeah.
Well, you are.
Well, my wife and I have a philosophy. Okay. Some people, you know, live like there's no tomorrow. We try to live like we're on vacation. That's our goal. Live like you're on vacation.
Really?
Do things that you would do on vacation. Live where you can live where it's
so
like
my
vacation.
Poor husband has to ride a bike for 30 miles.
Not my vacation.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.